I was born, first of all, in Flintown, number 4, Carrickbracken, Bessbrook. And I was there was 9 of us, and I was the eldest girl. So I was. And we lived in Rock Row, which was not to be confused with Quarry Row, because it was in another townland on the other side of the river. But basically, there were 9 of a family of us living in this wee house. And as the neighbours fell off, we bought, in the end, we owned 3 houses, 2, 3, and 4. So we did, because there were 9 of us. Now, as you know, there were no bathroom facilities. It was a dry toilet up the back way. Now, the good thing was, there was at least an acre of ground of a back garden. And every March, we went out, we dug it up. It was laid out in salads and potatoes, and it was basically a home garden that fed us for most of the year. That was the start of it. That was the start of it. Now, it was a lovely place. Now, the thing about it was, Flintown was known as Rock Row. So it was. Basically, more people would have called it Rock Row than what would have called it. Flintown was sort of its Sunday name. So it was. But we lived in Rock Row. So we did. There was 12 houses in the row. And it was called Rock Row because the manager of the quarry was a Mr. Flynn. Now, Mr. Flynn was departed long, long before it was our turn to be in the house, but it was still called Flintown. And because of the quarry, the Bessbrook granite, which had been more or less used throughout the whole of Ireland and further afield, as far as I know, there's Bessbrook granite in the town hall in Manchester, in St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York, and in a lot of the larger buildings in Dublin. And it did seem at the time to be a very big employer at the time.